Blog Talk Radio.
Kings in the morning, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Kings in the morning, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Kings in the morning, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Your favorite Blog Talk Radio show.
Some of the views and comments expressed on the J. King Network contain mature content and may be deemed as offensive in nature. However, they may not reflect the same views held by the network itself. So please, use discretion when tuning in.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Jay King. Welcome to Kings in the Morning. With me and my co-host, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis.
What's up? Good morning, everyone. Medicated but dedicated.
Robert Redwine.
Good morning, America. Hello, global internet world. How y'all doing, man?
And ladies and gentlemen, coming to the microphone is an icon, a legend, and an award-winning radio show host. He's a pimp, player, and hustler when it comes to getting his dinero.
Dinero? What your car
Itch better have my money, itch.
He's the Mac Daddy of all Mac Daddies, and he's the Daddy Mac of all Daddy Macs. No comment there, huh? I'm talking about none other than our leader, our general manager,
Bring
our
it.
Program director,
Hurry.
Our chief MF, our
Let's
head honcho, our nigga.
Wow, wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Mr. Lynn Tolliver Jr.
There you go. There you go. Friends, on my debate, I am going to claim victory. No. Hey, you know what? You heard of the group called the Chippendales? Robert Redwine has joined a group called the Sippendales.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Robert likes to sip it all the time, sip it all the time, sip it all the time.
That's Rick James, party all the time with Eddie Murphy.
Yes, happy Monday. Happy Monday, Robert. Robert, what did you do this weekend?
Man, I went to this real hip hang, man. It's this soul, these local soul bands, man. And real hip hang, man. They had these soul bands. It was a cool crowd. Everybody was cool. And it was, you know,
cool.
It was nice. Okay.
What about you, Graham Crack? What'd you do this weekend?
I went out and caught me a cold, man. I'm down.
What are you taking for it?
Some NyQuil, DayQuil stuff.
Yeah, that I've taken Mucinex and Delsym and Robitussin, but NyQuil, DayQuil seems to be the most effective out of them all.
Yeah, that works for me. Yeah, it just started hitting me last night.
Them colds are nothing to play with. They're getting worse and worse each time they come around.
What about you?
That's why I said medicated but dedicated.
I heard you medicated but dedicated. I like that, Johnny. You hear that, Robert? Maybe Robert has learned something from you.
Oh, yeah.
Drunk but funk.
Wow, 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 you be yo.
How many drinks did you have over the weekend? I had two drinks, Bob. Just to set the playing field. I had some apricot brandy again for my cold, and it seemed to, like, calm it for a second. So how many drinks did you have?
My fellow Americans, I had no drinking relations with that woman.
Yeah, but did you have any drinking relations by yourself?
Oh, no.
I know that. Come on. What about you, Lynn? What did you do this weekend?
Sharon came home from her knee operation.
Okay. Also, she was in for the so it was an operation on her knee.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
And that has to be painful. You know what? I know that one of these days I'm gonna have to have a knee operation.
Oh my God.
But I dread it. It's got to be when I'm in my 80s.
Yeah. What's wrong with your knee, King Jay?
Well, you know, my knees have been bad for a while.
Would you play football in high school?
I'm from playing sports, period. Just, you know, playing basketball and cement, you know.
Yeah, you know something? A Muslim told me that a lot of our problems come from concrete.
Yeah.
Walking on it, jogging on it, running on it, having sex on it.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Oh, you've had sex on concrete, Rob? I just threw it out there to see what kind of fish I'd, you know, reel in. And I reel you in every time with your drunk ass.
You reeled in a dummy fish. It'll do anything on the concrete.
Oh, yeah, babe.
You know, that's that fish that's so dumb, it'll eat rocks.
Then spit them out if it didn't get too down, fur down their throat.
No, but you're still
trying. You ever see a fish eat, Jay?
Yeah, but and
you know,
they
pick,
yeah.
they eat anything. And then if they can't, you know, if it doesn't taste good or if it isn't, you know.
They spit it back out.
They spit it back out.
But not the dumb fish, Lynn.
Wow.
See, with the dumb fish will tear his teeth up trying to chew the rock. That's why dumb teeth are chiseled so small like they are.
How did Karen show up though this week, last week?
It was great. It was great. Tulsa was really good, but the show in
Oklahoma City
was better, you know. But both of them were great. You know, the audience loved her. They responded to her, and you know, she had,
Did you see Jim Buchanan? King
it's my last time on the road, though. I will not do road management stuff no more.
Well, what happened?
First of all, I don't like it anyway.
Not and, enough pie available, huh?
Oh no, not at all. I mean, no, I don't need no pie. I got pie. I got my
own. Oh yeah, babe.
I don't need no other pie. I got one pie is enough.
Oh yeah.
No.
One in a million pie.
A one in a million pie of a lifetime.
That is crazy. Dude. I got up Friday.
What'd you say,
John? That song lined up for this Friday.
See?
What, One in a Million by Larry Graham?
No, Pie
yes,
for
sir.
Pie for a Lifetime.
Pie for a Lifetime. You could win a pie for a lifetime. Oh, yes. Tired Tongues. The Tired Tongues. Pie for a Lifetime by the Tired Tongues.
Yeah. Pie of a Lifetime.
You know, that's the Marvin Gaye title. That was the original title for his album on Columbia.
Well, Pie of a Lifetime?
Pie of a Lifetime.
Okay, so, Lynn, when I was talking about changing, I wasn't talking about Kings in the Morning.
Okay.
I was talking about some of our other, I was looking at some of our other programs. Like, I had entertainment for the music business, the way I see it?
Yeah.
When it should be music.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I did, you know,
so,
when we had that thing go bad, I got to clean it all up.
Yeah.
But you want everybody on most of them?
Different. On different things.
Okay.
I want everybody on, you know.
On everything else except for Kings in the Morning.
Right, because I wanted to change to what their category is.
Right, okay.
Because I noticed that Blog Talk categorizes. You know, so we don't get proper credit because of the way we categorized.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like religion, if we, you know.
The lady that tried the show, her show would have been religious.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Or self-help.
Right.
You know, so that kind of thing. But like my J. King, my Sunday show, each one changes based on what it is. You know what I mean? So I got to go in there and manually change.
Yeah, you
got to
do
yesterday,
that or tell me.
I did a show on, you know, taking self-inventory and being responsible
for
it.
That's self-help.
So, Yeah, so I did that. So I changed it to. I did it on self help. And let me say this to you, Lynn. When I did it, my numbers went up.
Okay.
Because people go through, they're listening for, you know, and looking for different things. Yesterday, Lynn, my show was on taking personal inventory because, you know, I took a hardcore stance for the guy who socked a girl on the bus.
Right.
I said, that's what she gets. And then I was on Rodney Jackson's show. And I made my point clear and concise of what I felt. But then God talked to me the next morning. I was like, nigga, you really back to that again?
And what'd he say? What'd he say that? Okay. So you must have used profanity.
No, just the position I took that, you know, that she should have got socked and all that stuff. And, you know, and so I'm saying, why am I thinking like that? Why am I feeling this way? And this is where taking personal inventory, you know, really knowing what's inside of you and cleaning out all.
So what was your conclusion of the whole sock thing?
I shouldn't, you know, there was a better way. For him, you know, there was a better outcome for that guy. That she absolutely was wrong. She absolutely brought it on herself. But he was supposed to be in control at all times. He
right.
let this thing escalate and get out of control when he didn't take the professional approach.
So him saying, "Oh, you're going to hell now."
Even before that, when he started engaging with her, he put the bus and himself in danger.
You know something? You know what I would have done? You know, when she started, I wouldn't even charged her.
You know, no, I would have stopped the bus, pulled over to the side, and called the police. I would have turned around to the passengers and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, because of one of your fellow passengers, we have to stop this bus. You all are going to be late to your destinations because of your fellow passenger. I feel like this bus is threatened, that you all's lives are in danger.
Yeah.
My life is in danger because this young lady is threatening and menacing to me, and she could do anything while I'm driving this bus, and I don't want to hurt you all or myself, and so I'm going to stop the bus until the police come." And he could have stepped off the bus and waited for the police to come. And it would have solved everything. And if she had spit on him at that point,
then you would have hit her.
No, not at all, because he knows the position. He knows his job. See, Lynn, if I worked that kind of job,
yeah,
I would have to take on every responsibility connected with that job.
I'd have a spit face guard. You know,
I'd have a pocket full of inmates.
Fucker.
No, I'm just saying that. So Rodney's show made me change my show.
Okay.
Because my show, when I woke up on Sunday morning, yesterday morning, my show was on. Has the internet put a hole in the player's game?
I remember you saying that when you were on my show.
Right. But so that was going to be my show until I did this show with Rodney. And I said, you know what, I have to really clear this up so people understand that, you know, what happened was wrong all the way across the board. But it could have been avoided. And if she had spit on the driver and the driver had done nothing, call the police, you know what would have happened?
She would have been arrested.
And the people would have stood up for her. And not just that, the people would have stood up for him.
Yeah.
The people on the bus would have stood up for him. Because people.
You know something? I think he called the police and they didn't come.
I know, but he didn't get off the bus. And he didn't, he added to it because as she kept talking, he kept talking back to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Instead of just shutting it down.
He could have done this. He could have done this. Can't hear you.
He could have done that. He could have done that.
No, I'm just joking. You know that. I would have paid her fair, and that would have been the end of the story.
Yeah. And put her on the back of the bus. Get on the back of the bus.
Nigga.
But there's other niggas here.
Yeah, but they pay. They're paying niggas. There's the difference.
So, Beasley wants me to call him Brown BB. I'm not calling you BB.
He said Brown BB.
No, because Beautiful Butterfly is BB.
But I thought he said Brown BB.
No, he wants me to call him BB.
Oh, he said that last time, but you told him last time.
Yeah, and I'm telling him again, Beautiful Butterfly is BB, sorry. So you got to be Beasley.
Well, why don't you call yourself Red Wrestley, and then we call you RR?
Yeah, you know what I can, BB, is I can put DD in there, and you just know that that's you. Since, you know, but,
I'll call yourself Pink Panther. We call you PP.
PP boy. Come here, PP boy.
He said, that's cool.
I used to call my son PP. You know, Oren, the one that's named after me, because he must have wet his, you know, diaper.
Or we can call him Wet Wet.
Wet Wet. Hey, what is Brown Beasley's nationality or ethnic affiliation?
You know what? Because Brown Beasley keeps such a very...
low profile.
Very, you know, but not a low profile. Brown Beasley just, you know, a very mysterious demeanor. We only know he's Brown Beasley. No one really knows him. He says he likes Pink Panther better. So I'm gonna call you PP.
He likes, you know, Pink Panther. Well, that's Maxwell Smart. What was the Pink Panther's theme? You remember? You know that? Yeah. That's you, Robert. Yeah, that's it. And on the cartoons, it was that Pink Panther. Yeah.
Wow! 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 Red Holloway played that. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Red Holloway did that. He was a good friend of mine.
No kidding.
And he was a, you know, he was a jazz jazz saxophonist. Whenever we would go to Switzerland for Nikki, whenever she played there, Switzerland and Ascona and places like that, Red was always there. That's the one thing I love about.
He's no longer with us. Is that the way you're talking?
I believe Red might have died a year or so ago. Yeah, I believe he might have died. But that just made me want to play this song right here.
Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. Cause it could happen to you.
Right now.
Don't count stars or else you'll tumble.
Yeah.
Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you.
You know what?
All I did was wonder how his arms could be. And then it happened to me. Yes, it did. Come on, Kevin.
Thank you. run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. Want you to know that all I did was I wonder how your arms could be. And then it happened.
Nikki Harris, what it could happen from the Live in Switzerland CD. You can buy it at iTunes or you can get it at www.nikkiharris.com. That song makes me happy all the time, Lynn.
That's good. Was your friend on that song?
Or
you just used him to segue. He was always there with Nikki Harris and then played the song.
Oh yeah, no, he wasn't there when we did that. No, I was just thinking about it.
Which song does you more, that one or the one by Walter Hawkins?
They do two different things for me. Walter Hawkins speaks to my heart, my spiritual soul, makes me.
You know, that song is like highly recommended on YouTube.
Makes me want to be a better human being. That song right there makes me happy and just makes my spirit happy and makes me just want
to
have
a. So if you played them back to back, next time you'd be a happy, better human being.
Huh?
Hey, when is the Sippingdales going to go on the road? Or have you already started?
Right. Taking care of you.
From they get out of rehab.
The Sippingdales.
Oh, that opens for them, the rehab.
The rehab's open for them.
And they said, no, no, no.
There we go. Should be on the charts right now.
Should be on the charts every day. It should be on the charts every day. Hey,
every
how you
day.
Doing, Kellywood?
It should be one of those Johnny
Good
Mathis
morning,
been on the charts for 10 years type thing.
You're right.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Kings. How are you this morning?
Kellywood.
Who's this? Hey, Kellywood. You sound intelligent today. Very, very intellectual. Very.
So you say that she don't sound intelligent on other
things? I can say that. I can say that. You know, most of the time she comes as it is, kicking your ass if she has to, putting you in your place if you have to, you know, telling Robert where he should be, and he ain't going to do it anyway.
Oh, no.
Today she sounded like a teacher.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Good morning, Kings of the Morning. How are you? Is that better for you, Lynn?
No, you could be whoever you want to be. I was just saying how you sound today.
You should always be who you want you to be.
I'm who I am always. But, Jay, I called the dude a princess doctor. I called the snitch. And I'm snitching on Robert because the mess he tried to put down the day that you were when you were on the plane with the bath water running. Why did we have to hear Robert Redwine in the bath that morning?
Robert, what was wrong with you?
What do you mean?
You are not. Let me explain something to you, Robert.
Okay.
AK could get away with that because AK had a certain cool to him. Okay.
Exactly.
And when he did it, it was like the water just kind of laid around him.
Oh yeah, baby.
But when you do it, It's like the water is splishing and splashing.
It's like a whale, like a beach whale, like a beach whale. It sounded like a beach whale. There was nothing sexy about it. It was almost made me throw up to even have the picture of Robert with his braids and his nails in the bathtub, sitting around in his own dirt. It was just nasty.
Robert, why would you do that to the listeners?
Well, I mean, there might be some that enjoyed it. I mean, I apologize, Collywood, if I offended you.
You know what, Robert?
Don't talk to Collywood. You need to apologize to the whole JT Network and anybody else that might have been listening, because it was the I literally almost threw up in my mouth.
Collywood, I'm going to tell you something. Collywood, you ain't the first person to say something to me. You were just the first person to come on air and say it to me over the weekend. Somebody else said something to me. Well, two or three people said something to me about Robert in the bathtub and just how nasty it sounded.
I was on Skype, so I was working on my thing, now like, 700,000 listeners, so I'm listening to you guys, and I couldn't hit the one, and I didn't hear them unmute me. But I was like, Jake, if Jay was here, Jay would be slapping the smack out of you 3,000 miles away, because you know daggone well you ain't supposed to be splish splashing in the tub as fat and as nasty as it sounds. It sounded like you was a big fat 500-pound, had a biscuit in one hand and a piece of chicken in the other and a piece of soap up your butt. That's how nasty it sounded.
Oh yeah,
okay, I'm done.
Jabba in a kiddie pool.
They told me it sounded like he was in dirty water too.
Oh no. No way.
It had to be.
You take
it had
a bath
to be dirty water.
Clean?
Huh?
Robert takes a bath because he's clean?
Well, no. They said that he took a bath in dirty water.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, no.
No. What he's not getting is the water's already dirty. It's filthy. It's probably had a black ring. Did you get the black ring out the tub yet? That's what I want to know.
Well, he's using the last tubs of water.
I spit some radio said, dirty hot dog water.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Oh, you like that, huh?
Oh, yeah, babe.
You see, nasty. I can't even deal with the nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, teacher.
No heterosexual man would have been in the tub at 7 o'clock in the morning, splish splashing on the radio, thinking it's sexy. No heterosexual man would have been doing that.
Hold on. That's not true, Collywood, because AK used to do it all the time. But when AK knew it was cool.
Hey, Keisha Bonner.
Hello, Keisha.
And well, I say that with honor.
Hi, Queen Bonner.
There you go, Rob.
Finally.
Hey, you heard of the Dirty South? You heard of the Dirty South, which was a good thing? That's what Robert was trying to be, part of the Dirty South.
I don't know what he was trying to be. All I know is he was like, Jay's not here. I'm going to see what I can get away with. Your cousin didn't really understand the mute button because he would have been muted.
All right already, Callie.
Nika said nasty ass equals Robert, and Karina said, yup.
Oh, yeah, babe. Oh, yeah, babies.
Robert, so tell me what you did. So obviously, I was on a plane when you start being a nasty ass. What'd you do?
I don't recall.
Were you drunk?
Oh,
were
no.
You drunk? Were you drunk
chicken,
then?
Robert, stand up to your funky ass, man.
Oh,
you know, if my
no.
ass was funky and hanging out all like that, I'd stand up. I'd say, Jay, hey, man, I took a bath, man. I needed a bath at the time we was on the air. I put my fat ass in the water of tub. I didn't recognize it was dirty. Because I didn't, you know, drain the tub. But I got in, I washed it around, and I came out a shade darker. What's up?
Now, Glenn, you made an poignant point there. Who takes a bath now in a bathtub where it's a ring around it? What nasty ass that's from?
Robert Redwine. It's the Robert Redwine Show, the king of the dirty bath takers. Yes! The
Robert,
master of the Sippendales. He was drunk. He fell in.
I'm not going to spend any more time on the Sippendales. I'm sorry, Lynn. I cannot. The Sippendales are just nasty, disgusting, and despicable, and will help us lose listeners. Enough is enough with these damn Sippendales. Enough is enough with them. Just nasty. They just drunk.
Oh, yeah, babe.
I got to do some news real quick, y'all.
Okay.
Jay King's News Reel.
Faison Love says he thought Cat Williams was going to murder him. Put this in the ridiculously ignorant category of your memory banks. Comedian Faison Love told TMZ that he thought he might die when Cat Williams put a gun on him this week. With Cat being caught up in drugs and guns, Faison thought this might be the day of his death. Love is being outspoken about the incident, which took place on Tuesday night. The comedian told TMZ that Cat pulled a gun out on him in the parking lot of a club where they were both to perform a set. Since that night, the Supper Club in Hollywood has been the subject of a police investigation as authorities seek to figure out what happened on that fateful night. Faison says that what worried him the most was that Cat was high when he pulled the gun out on him. When someone pulls out a gun and they are on narcotics, you don't know what's going to happen, he told TMZ Live. Faison was saved when one of his friends took the gun away from Cat and realized that it wasn't even loaded. Cat was arrested and released that night, stating that the entire incident was just a big misunderstanding. Faison once said what the two were fighting about. If Cat is getting high all the time and pulling out guns on his fellow comedians, he might end up being banned from the industry. He'd better be careful. Now, I'm going to tell y'all what he's fighting about. Y'all want to know?
Yes.
You know what they're fighting about?
Yeah. How many yes do you need?
All right.
Money. They're fighting over either money or a chick.
Caliwood, you are so smart. They're fighting over money. He owes Faison money.
Okay.
For some past work.
Here we go, Peter Fonda and Dennis Hopper all over again.
Well, this isn't the first time, because Cat Williams... I'm sorry. Go ahead, what were you going to say, Jay?
No, go ahead, what were you going to say?
Cat Williams also is in a lawsuit with... Lonell and all his cats that he did that last movie with, because none of them, when he went around the country, he's the only one who got paid, and none of them got paid. So,
wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell y'all some other inside information on Cat in just a minute. But Adelia said Robert Redwine is the Dirty Northwest.
Yeah. I don't want your dirty dugout.
Hey, D&W, that's your new name.
D&W?
Dirty Northwest.
Mm-hmm. Tell a doctor to call in. Don't be wordy with her dirty dugout.
Y'all going to end up getting married.
And
Robert Redwine.
They end up beating Robert's ass. That's what happened.
Man, I will take a machine gun and spray and mow him down.
Wow. That's kind of harsh.
I'd be like the people that got bullied all the time, and all of a sudden, you would read about me on USA Today on the front page. I swear to God,
you snap.
I will snap.
Just like one of the women in that movie.
I will snap on that ass. I will snap on that ass. Trust me.
Well, since you're saying it now.
Hey, did you hear that, James? Michael Jackson, Robert Redwine. I will snap on that ass.
Eventually he gonna be out. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, if Robert come out the closet, it's gonna be because we pulled him out, not because he wanted to come out. We gonna pull him out if it's the last.
What if he wanna stay in the closet? What if he wants to stay in the closet?
We're gonna pull him out though.
I think that's a travesty to mankind. Anybody that's in the closet is a travesty to mankind. Oh yeah, babe.
Then come out. Come out wherever you are. Brown Beasley said Robert's funny when he flashes. Okay, so Cat Williams is set to go on his big tour, right? So E-40, I think Too Short, and Rodney O are all set to go with him. And he just went crazy.
Why is that funny, Rob? If me, Jay, and John Davis, Carker, we're all out together, and then Carker just goes off like a motherfucker. He just goes off and pulls a gun out on you.
Well, I mean, first of all, I would look at the subjects. I mean, that would be funny, Graham Cracker going off. But I'm
he's medicated but dedicated. He's medicated but dedicated to going off on your ass.
it's all good.
Brown Beasley said Cat Williams looked crackish, very, very crackish.
No, but Cat Williams about a 4'11". He got a pimping perm, and it just sounds like a comedy to me. So that's why I laugh. Like, okay.
Well, we have a Brown Beasley. Now we have a burnt black Beasley in the chat room.
Triple B, B B B.
I just called him 3 B's. I said 3 B's.
3 B's.
Burnt black Beasley.
Burnt black Beasley.
Burnt black Beasley. Yeah. All right. So, first of all, Faison is a good friend of mine. I love Faison. And Faison is crazy. Faison will whoop Cat's little bitty ass.
That's why he pulled a gun out on
him. Oh,
well,
yeah, dude.
Well, no, he pulled a gun out on him because he gets the jibber-jabbing. And because, you know, I know what happened. Faison saw him and said, little nigga, you going to pay my money?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just kind of got at him. And it didn't make him feel good.
Wow.
And, you know, and Faison's just good people. He's just funny. But he ain't nobody.
Did you see him in that couples retreat movie?
Oh, he was hilarious.
Did you see him in the one movie with Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan when Chris Tucker went to jail?
You know what? Let me see if I can get. Let me see if I can get him on.
Faison love.
Like,
it's really funny. Faison could beat up Cat Williams with just his belly. So.
Now let me call him Faison.
What was that one where he
was
driving the golf cart and all that? God, I can't remember the name of that movie.
Can I call you? I'm calling him right now.
Okay.
Hey, you been smoking my weed, Smokey?
My weed, Smokey.
You know, I didn't know Faison is from Cuba originally.
Oh, really?
That's what Brown Beasley said, and then Eric McAllister said, Faison looks like a baby Godzilla.
Uh-oh. Looks like Emax going to have to pull the gun out on Faison next.
Don't call him. He ain't going to call him Baby Godzilla to his face. While Faison is answering that question, we're going to do this.
Jay King's News Reel.
Passengers refuse to help as woman is brutally beaten on bus. If you can pool together the money to buy a car, do that. Because buses have turned into Fight Club. Last week, the story of a woman who spit on a bus driver and was punched in the face as a result made the rounds on the web. This week, we learn of a woman who was beaten and kicked on a bus by a group of men for apparently no reason. A Baltimore teenager says she was brutally attacked on a public bus and no one on the packed bus did anything about it. Who's making all that noise? Who's making all the noise?
I was on mute. Who do you think was making it?
That wasn't me. I promise.
Might have been Calliewood.
Oh, Calliewood, huh?
Yes, I'm going to put her on mute. Oh. I think it might have been Calliewood because she's the only one. Because I know Robert, that wasn't Robert's kind of noise. It was like, I know what Robert's noise sounds like. A Baltimore teenager said she was brutally attacked on a public bus and no one on the packed bus did anything about it. 19-year-old student Ernestine Parker says she took a seat and was heading home when two men began kicking and beating her. The bus was real packed and the men just started jumping on me, just fighting me, and I couldn't really defend myself, she said. They thought I was a gay man on the bus. That's exactly what it was. I tell people I'm not going to change myself. I'm not going to change how I dress or anything because, see, I know that I'm a female, and I carry myself like a female. Parker says she was brutally beaten for 8 blocks, and the bus driver never stopped and no one on the bus even tried to help her. The operator, according to MTA police, was not aware of the incident. The victim in this case did not report the incident to the operator, but afterwards got off the bus. MTA spokesman Terry Owen said Ernestine Parker's mother is livid about the incident. She was scared to come to school. I forced her to come to school because guess what? She's not going to be defeated, Yvette Parker, Ernestine's mother said. Surveillance video captured the men who beat Parker, and police are currently searching for them. What do y'all think about that one? I'm going to start with you, Callie Wood. Oh, Callie must be doing something else. Okay. So that was her. What do you think about that, Lynn?
You know, I don't think that this is the first time stuff like this has happened. And whether or not the bus driver was aware of it, he could have just, you know, ignored it and acted like he didn't, you know. I can't believe that bus and transportation violences are just now happening, just now. So, but, you know, we are wildebeest. The people that are around that could do something are not going to do anything.
Why wouldn't they? But why wouldn't, if you were on the bus and you see somebody getting beat up, Lynn, by two guys, what are you going to do?
Intervene if I see that it's not like a domestic situation, because I've intervened on somebody and the woman said, hey, mind your own business, you know, which is kind of like shocking.
Right.
that's shocking. You know,
and you
try to
you
intervene, and she says, hey, mind your own business. What? Ooh.
Yeah, but now, do you believe that this bus driver didn't know what was going on?
No.
I believe that he felt that it didn't come to him. Why get involved?
Yeah.
Must have not been no cameras on the bus.
But why wouldn't the bus driver at least call the police and say, hey, I got some guys, I got an incident on my bus right now. You know, I wonder, I wish Rodney was here, because I would ask Rodney, what are the bus drivers supposed to do in that incident? Because, you know, Rodney knows all that stuff. At least,
right.
You know, at least call 911 or something and say, hey.
Right, there's something going down here. Y'all better check it.
I'm
going to
tell you something.
The
girl choice is smart. I just go to the chat room and guess what she says.
What?
At least call 911.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Call 911. The least you can do. You know, I don't like the whole bully thing when people just start, you know, fighting people because they bigger than them, because they stronger than them, because they look different than them.
They're the underdog.
Yeah. I don't like that. So I'm a battle for the person that's in the battle, that's losing.
You know, if women could knock the shit out of a guy like a guy could knock the shit out of a woman, then it would be understandable, and not even then for me. You know, but if you're attacking somebody who could kick your ass, okay. You know, it's just like playing, who wants to play a game and you win all the time? Well, where's the thrill in that? The thrill is beating somebody who can beat you.
Okay, now I'm having a Beasley battle in the chat room.
Black Beasley.
Brown Beasley said, I know I have a cousin named Beige Beasley and Burgundy Beasley. Never met any burnt black Beasleys. Maybe someone's illegitimate child they didn't claim but gave the name. And then Brown Beasley said, burnt black bastard Beasley. So then burnt black Beasley said, purple Beasley is my mama. Plaid Beasley is my daddy. I came out a little burnt. Oh, we have the Beasley battle.
Battle
in the chat
Beasley
room. If you guys want to see a Beasley battle, go in the chat room. It's, you know, you can see the Beasley's battle. The Beasleys was a tough family in my neighborhood, though.
Man,
there was
nobody.
A bunch of them. You remember Brown Beasley said he ain't no real Beasley.
Said it was like 700 of them.
There was a bunch of Beasleys, and they was all fast. Remember, Tyrone Beasley with his little bitty self,
yep,
but he could run.
Yeah.
So Brown Beasley say he ain't no real Beasley. Burn Beasley say I am a real Beasley. And Brown Beasley said we are funny and wittier than that. So Brown Beasley is saying that Burn Beasley isn't funny enough to even be a Beasley, and that he that they're wittier and funnier. So I'll let you guys know how the Beasley battle goes. And then Burn Beasley said that's why you're not a real one. So now Burn Beasley is questioning Brown Beasley, but Brown Beasley was the first Beasley in this chat room. If there's any real Beasley, I got to go with Brown Beasley. But Brown Beasley said, broke, burnt, bastard, bum Beasley. That's what he just called him. So we got a Beasley battle going. So while the Beasley battle is going, guys, I am going to read the news.
J. King's News. Real.
O.J. Simpson may be released from prison. A judge in Nevada has agreed to reopen the case of O.J. Simpson. Simpson, who was convicted of armed robbery and kidnapping, allegedly received inadequate representation. Clark County District Court Judge Linda Marie Bell has agreed to hear the case again and reconsider 18 of the 22 questions that were listed by Simpson's appeals lawyer, Patricia Paul. The judge also dismissed four grounds of Simpson's convictions. He received 9 to 33 years in prison and is now 65 years old. Simpson was convicted back in 2008 and could end up on the stand this time around. He was accused of entering a hotel room with five men in possession of two guns back in 2007 to get back some of his memorabilia. The attorney-client privilege was also waived in matters involving Simpson's disputes with his trial lawyers, Yale Gallanter. It is being alleged that Gallanter had financial interests that conflicted with his ability to give Simpson fair representation. Gallanter was motivated by his own interests, which caused him to materially limit Simpson's legal representation, the appeal says. Gallanter remained on the case until rehearing and denied Simpson the opportunity to raise this issue. Simpson says that his attorney told him that he shouldn't testify because he felt the state could not secure a conviction. He also says that he was told that what he did was actually legal. Gallanter advised Simpson that he should not testify because the state could not prove its case. Palm's appeal says, and Gardner prevented Grasso from fully advising Simpson to the contrary. So it's going to be interesting. What do you guys think? Do you guys think OJ deserved to get out?
I don't want to be on the
because he's trying to get his stuff back.
Yeah,
okay.
But he was doing it illegally.
You can't talk, Johnny. You can't talk when Lynn is talking because we can't understand what you're saying. Okay, so you gotta let Lynn talk first, and then so if you don't hear, you guys gotta. This is what you guys have to do. You guys gotta do a 2 second wait period for Lynn. You gotta give Lynn 2 seconds to start speaking because
I'm 62. And it takes me a little while to get the, you know, I can't go from 0 to 60 in I don't want to be on the jury. I think that what he did was wrong, trying to get his memorabilia back illegally. So, and if they, I will say this, if they use that lawyer's antics for him getting off, then a whole ton of people should be getting off. A whole ton. So, there you go. 1, 2 seconds. Johnny, take it.
Yeah, like you said, I don't believe that he should be locked up as long as he was, or he is, but...
He killed Nicole Simpson, though.
Well, that's a different trial. This was...
But he won that one, so this is God getting him back the other way.
Yeah. Karma's a bitch.
What about you, Robert? Grunter. Robert the Grunter.
King J, back it up again.
No.
Why not?
But I am, because I'm
hey,
not.
Hey, did you hear that, Jay? You missed
yeah,
it.
Back it up.
I
heard
again.
You heard what I said. I don't know what Robert's talking about. Robert, you want to be a little sweetie patootie. I don't.
That's your thing. You want the sweetie patootie. I don't.
It wasn't that juvenile that had that song, back that thing up.
I know, I got it, King J. The O.J. Simpson deal, man. I mean, I think the guy has suffered enough. I mean, of course he was idiotic for going up to Palace Station, a hotel I stayed in Vegas before. Of course he shouldn't have did that. He shouldn't have got baited in. And but I guess, you know, some people think he's guilty from the Nicole Simpson deal and it's karma. But I think that the old man has suffered enough.
The old man has not suffered enough. If somebody killed your mother, and you know, and they got away with it, and then they got him on something else, would you be saying the old man has suffered enough?
Well, God forbid. But does his kids, who he's the father of, and who's mother?
He don't have a relationship with them.
Okay, what do the kids say about him? Are they saying public things about him?
He don't have a relationship with them.
Okay, but I'm not saying that, Jay. I'm saying, are they saying something publicly about him?
No, they're not.
Okay, well, maybe they still love him, even though he don't have a relationship.
It don't matter. When you kill somebody, Robert, you got to pay the price.
I know, but you're innocent until proven guilty, King Jay.
Well, you know, well, he was proven guilty. He lost the case. They're trying to give him another trial. That's what I'm asking. Do you think he deserved one?
Oh, no, I was referring to the Nicole Simpson Brown case. I'm just pulling for OJ, you know. You know, maybe I'm sentimental from the 70s, the running back days, you know, doing body right.
So you just like him when he was possibly.
Well, no, not only that, King J. I mean, killing is wrong, period. But at the same time, look at the travesty that black people in America have been suffering at the hands of the judicial system.
Black Bird Beasley said, is it possible to mute him?
No, I'm going to mute you because your name is ugly. But anyway, really, King J, I mean, look at the travesty that we've suffered through, you know, in America. Black people have been hung.
What does that have to do with him killing his wife, his children's mother? What does that have to do with that, Robert?
I was for OJ. Okay.
I was for him in the beginning because I believed that he didn't do it. But when O.J. was set free, when he won his case, and he didn't set out to find his children's mother's murderer, I knew he did it. Because any man that loves his kids... No, this is for... Why are you laughing?
No, I mean, because the way you said it, Jay, you were...
No,
everything's funny
mute.
To him.
No, I put him on mute. Any man that loves his kids, especially when you have a little girl, is going to do everything they can to make sure that the person that killed his mother is going to get, or her mother is going to be caught. Everything. And whether OJ did it or he had somebody do it, he's responsible and he got to pay the price. And the God see everything. Everything you think you hiding, all the games you think you playing, trust me, God see it. And Delia said O.J. Simpson is only black when it suits his purpose, and that's the truth, because he would not hang out with you porch monkeys on any day of the week. I'd have been at events with him where he shunned black folk, and he just bootlick on the white man like he the king of the liquor.
Nigga! Niggas!
Sometimes I don't blame him for shunning black folks. Man, black folks, because black folks are haters, man. I can't stand.
Oh my God, I put you on mute.
You're a hater.
I just put him on mute. He just hang up.
Well, let's all hate
you're
on.
You're a hater.
And you know, and Nicole said, the poor Nicole. I feel sorry for her. She didn't deserve that. I ain't gonna say that either. She was a little trifling, little hoe.
But she don't deserve no bludgeoning.
No, she don't deserve
that.
But she was a trifling little hoe. She was giving up that little vagina and thinking nobody knew about it. She was giving up that vagina all over the town.
Yeah,
and
but
he got
was,
around.
He was getting vagina all over the town. So anyway, what Robert just said, and I know some people may not like this, but I don't understand that when a black person says blacks. You know, Dick Griffey said that he didn't have a radio station because he couldn't find the black man qualified to run it. And I said to him, not even you? So I don't get that, Robert. Blacks are haters. Jay ain't no hater. I ain't no hater. Carker ain't no hater for sure.
Yeah, Robert might be.
Man, there ain't no. I ain't got a hate bone in my body, man. Black.
Well, the only person I ever hear talking about haters.
Well,
are people
it don't matter.
People
it doesn't
that,
matter.
Black people
be hating.
Are,
they be hating. I don't have a hate bone in my body.
I know, but
I don't have one in my body.
Are you a black?
I don't care what you guys say. I'm a black person, and
yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what do they hate.
I like the music. Look at how calm the police should have this kind of music.
They're calming
in the car.
Your ass out.
But they should have this kind of music in the police cars. They get out too aggressive. We're just regular citizens.
We ain't trying to hurt nobody. We're just the regular people. Oh, Lord. Don't be mean to the people. Mr. Policeman, don't be mean. We're just the people. Don't be mean to us, Mr. Policeman. We will not. We will stop. Don't do nothing to hurt our people. The people. The people.
Wow.
This is called Calm Down, everyone.
Probably betting on how long I can make him hold on.
Well, he don't know.
Sir, I'm still looking for the number. Hold on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
That's to get another 5 minutes.
I'm going to do another song for you guys. That was The People's by the Police Department.
Oh,
they count Robert's little ass now.
Robert, let me find out. Robert, you okay now? Because you're almost having a hard time breathing. I just wanted to play The People's for you.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Here comes Bobby Boo Boo.
Here comes Bobby Boo Boo, smelling like ooh ooh. Look at Bobby Boo Boo, trying to be real nice. Look at Bobby Boo Boo, smelling like ooh ooh. Look at Bobby Boo Boo. Don't want to see him twice.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Bobby better Boo. Red neck and eyes.
OJ Al Jason knows who killed Nicole. Okay, so I don't know what that Al Jason. I don't know what you're talking about, Daryl Plowton. Look at what you text me because I don't think it made sense.
Al Jolson.
I hope he's not saying Al Jolson knows who killed her.
Jay King's News Reel.
Man rapes teenager, claims right to baby from rape. A Massachusetts man who raped a 14-year-old girl over 3 years ago, made her pregnant, and now he wants to have the right to see the baby. The victim of the rape wants her rapist to be denied visitation rights and has asked the courts to make sure he stays away from her. The convicted rapist, who was 20 years old at the time, was never sentenced to prison and was instead given 16 years of probation with the condition of abiding by the demands of the probate and family court. What the hell?
Wow.
What? I mean, is that crazy to you or what, Lynn?
That's very crazy. How come he only got probation?
Because he was one of the conditions was that he was required to pay child support.
See.
And that he's paying child support, the man is demanding visitation rights. The mother of the rape victim is understandably upset about the possibility of her grandchild seeing her father. She got raped at 14. She decided to keep her baby. And now she has to hand her baby over for a visit with her rapist? The attorney for the victim is asking the judge in the case to amend the language of the child support money and instead calling it child support, call it restitution. This would take away the parental rights of the rapist.
Right.
The victim also does not understand why the father of her baby is only demanding rights after 3 years. He hasn't cared up until now. Why should he now? The child is three. She doesn't know who he is. Whatever the judge decides in the case could set a precedent in Massachusetts. Like most states, there are no laws to address this particular set of circumstances.
How come they can't change those immediately?
So let me ask you guys. Anybody want to call in and to say what you think about it? 347-205-9366, 347-205-9366. A guy rapes a woman, a little girl. She decides to keep the baby because she gets pregnant. And so he's paying child support, and he says, hey, if I'm going to pay child support, I want to see her. Should he be able to speak?
Is wrong right there, because he's paying child support as part of the punishment for what he did.
Right. Well, I agree with the lawyer that says, hey, change it to restitution, because he's changed this girl's life, and it's probably not that much money. But then
every month she gets a check. And his, you know, it's from him. Why can't they send a check to his, you know, to an account set up for her where she doesn't even have to see his name?
Nicole said, I wouldn't even want his filthy money. You got to pay the restitution. I feel like there should be restitution. And Karina said it should be victim relief funds, not from his ass. Why not from him? And so Goofy Bone says the B is dumb for having that kid. What are you talking about, Bone? Are you crazy? That's as sexist as it gets. And of course, she was raped, but she don't want to kill the kid. He said the DNA in that kid might be a rapist. Karina and Nicole says that Goofy's wrong, but Karina, you and Nicole are wrong for saying that he shouldn't have to pay for it. That a victim relief fund should pay for it. No, if he's capable of paying for it, he should pay for it. You can't make him responsible for what he did just because she decided to keep the baby. You know, some people are like that. Some women really. You know some of them because they have 152 million kids.
You know, and sometimes crimes are like this. Crimes are, you know, $10,000 or 3 years in jail or both. So
yeah.
He should pay.
And an account should be set up that way. Since it was in the sex, not the child. Sin was in the sex, not the child. I don't know. Child support does not entitle him visitation, especially since she is a girl. He should not be trusted. That's what Delia says. I don't know what Keisha was trying to say. Y'all be texting. Y'all be doing this funny text thing that I don't understand what the hell y'all saying. Nicole said the child could turn out to be very special with enough love and education. How the child came in this world, about how the child came, education about how the child, I don't know, y'all.
Would it be a raper too? If that DNA thing is, which I don't think is true.
Well, first of all, you know, he was a child molester. He was a pedophile. He raped a 14-year-old girl. That's unacceptable. Brown Beasley said, I have no opinion on this matter. Far too messy to think about. Goofy said, rapists need to be killed. There should be a law. There should be no laws for them.
He should be registered as a sex offender, so he shouldn't get no rights.
Nicole said, I'm saying the kid will want to know who his dad is, and that will require delicate discussion ongoing for years. Oh, my son John is in. Hey, John. Ain't you supposed to be at work right now? That's my son John. John's birthday was on the 21st of October, Lynn. So he just turned 28.
That was yesterday.
Yeah.
Happy belated birthday, John King.
And my wife's birthday is on the 31st.
Oh. Not true. Okay, so Brown Beasley thinks that Goofy Bone is WD. That's not true, Beasley. That is, Goofy Bone is his own person. WD is his own person. Goofy Bone comes in here all the time. He was coming in here before WD was.
WD flies in from Toto somewhere.
Delia said he may want to see her to start grooming her. That is what pedophiles do, groom them to molest. And, yeah, you can't trust this guy. So let me see. Okay, Keisha's in the chat. Hey, Keisha.
Hey, I was trying to make a comment to someone who mentioned that she was a fool for having a child. I was saying that the sin was in the rape, not the child. You can't, just have an abortion just because. That's what I was trying to say.
Okay. Got it. All right. So the sin is in the rape, not the child. Damn, I'm glad somebody pointed it out to us because I just knew that child was sinful. I'm joking. I agree with you, Keisha, but I think everybody pretty much would agree with that. That you know, but that's a horrible thing, Lynn.
Yeah.
And I gotta admit, I'm gonna tell you guys something. If somebody raped my daughter, I'm gonna go to jail. Ain't no question about it. I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to kill somebody. You can't do that to my daughter. You're gonna get punished in a way that you never knew before. 408-430. Who's calling?
This is WD Goofy Bone. How you doing?
What's happening, Bone?
You know, I mean, I don't mean to be rude or anything, but I have a couple of friends, women and men that have been, you know, rape babies or victims of, you know, that have been raped and stuff. But these people are emotionally disturbed. These people are like beyond, you know, helping. You know, it's like a matter of time when they're going to snap and do something, you know, totally crazy.
Do you blame it on them, though, Bone, or do you blame it on the environment? Because I think that, you know, first of all, they don't know that they were raped, that they came from a rape. They don't know that. You know, the only way they would know that is if someone made them feel that way or talked to them about it, because all they are is just little beings when they come out. So, how can, you know, do you think that it's the kid, or do you think that it's the people that raise them that make it a little goofy?
I'm going to take my friend Jason, for instance. He didn't find out that he was a rape baby until he was like 21. Mm-hmm. And this kid, he was good through high school. You know, I grew up with him. You know, everything was fine and dandy. But once he found out, mm-hmm, that he was a rape baby, that, I mean, it crushed him, and he's a totally different man now. I mean, he is not what you would expect a person
so
to be.
Who told him that he was a rape baby?
His grandma did before she died.
And why would anybody say that to someone who for 20 years, 21 years, that doesn't make any sense. That to me, that was somebody, you know, you don't do that to people. You know, if you're going to keep that thing away from somebody, that kind of idea away from somebody, you should never tell them, especially if they're 21. If I'm going to talk to you about it, I'm going to talk to you about it as a young person, and you know, 5 or 6 years old start when I know that your comprehension level is up, and you and then in steps discuss it with you, and then do it under the supervision and the care of a counselor who knows how to deal with this kind of thing, because as your parent, I want you to have a healthy, fruitful, exciting, wonderful life. I'm not trying to hurt you. So to me, you know, it seems like whoever was in his life weren't necessarily somebody who was looking out for his well-being.
Well, he was searching for the truth. I mean, there were stories going around. I mean, I didn't know the full stories, but he was searching the truth. And you know, he pleaded to his grandma on her deathbed, and she told him, you know, because he wanted to know the truth so bad. Because the man that they said he who was his father, his name was Ray. He was, you know, totally different than what he was. You know, he was, you know, more like I don't know, like a gospel, you know, like a church person, like really hardcore. And you know, in him, he didn't see that was his father. And so it would eat him alive until, you know, when his grandma started dying, and he was like, his grandma was everything to him. He finally, you know, asked his grandma what really happened. Because, you know, I mean, I feel for him, because, you know, I grew up with him, you know, all my life. But it's just, when you find out the truth, it's just sometimes when the truth comes, you shouldn't even know the truth. But I know it's hard that people want to know the truth, but
the
truth can kill you.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you guys a question. Bone, and I'm asking you this question, too. I'm asking you guys, Lynn, you, Robert, Johnny, and we'll start with you, Bone, since you're our guest. So do you think that if someone is raped, that they should just get an abortion? If they get pregnant during a rape, they should just abort it and that's it?
Well, yeah, I do, because the bloodline, I mean, the DNA stuff, I mean, it's all true. I mean, they had a thing on MSNBC the other day that, you know, if a baby comes out as a rape baby, chances are to be a rapist. Mm-hmm. And
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just feel bad for you know, I've been with, you know, a lot of women, and you know, most of those women have been raped, and they'll sit there and, you know, one day just, you know, tell me out of the blue, you know, because they feel comfortable, you know, talking to me.
Right.
And you know, it's just I have so much rage that I just want to kill somebody. Because I can't believe that, you know, out of all the options we have, you know, the internet porn, we have, you know.
Now what about adoption versus abortion? What if they put it up for adoption?
Well, like I said, you know, it's going to be in his DNA, so I'd.
Right, but
if
you take the child out of the environment and away from the possibility of finding out that kind of information, don't you think that adoption, if somebody says, you know what, I'm going to have the baby, I don't want to kill this life, I want to have this baby, and I'm going to put this baby up for adoption, and you know, and get them out of this environment so they can have a restart.
Yeah, I think that would be good, but my thing is that don't let the truth be known. You know, you're adopted. You know, we don't know where your parents are. They ran away to Vegas or something.
Yeah. What do you think, Robert?
Jay, this whole thing is so complex, because I mean, I'm looking at the psychological effects of adoption, because I've, in the last 2 or 3 years, I've been around like maybe
you
five.
Found out that you were adopted?
No, Jay. Oh. I'm being serious here. I'm really trying to shed light on this. So this is a really serious subject. I mean, from DNA all the way to adoption, all the way. But at the end of the day, it's a woman's choice, and I hope she makes a responsible decision and research the options, research the effects of adoption, research DNA, do all these things. But at the end of the day, it's a woman's choice, because she was the one that was victimized and abused by a psycho. So it's a woman's choice at the end of the day.
Okay. So, but the question is, do you think? I'm not asking whether it's a woman's choice. I'm asking you, what do you think? Do you think that a woman should get an abortion when she's raped and she gets pregnant give it up for adoption?
King J, I'm not the woman. I can't make the choice.
I'm asking you what you think, Robert. What do you think?
I think it's a woman's choice, and that's what I'm.
Okay. What do you think, Johnny? I just put him on mute. I wouldn't get nowhere with it. I keep forgetting I'm talking to an idiot box. I apologize.
I'm getting overwritten. Here you go.
Hey, Jay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is Cracker, whatever.
This is Cracker. How you doing, Marcia? I won't call you a cracker to your face like that. I got too much respect for you.
It's all right.
It's only on the show, baby. It's only on the show. I think you're a wonderful woman. I think anytime you can see two people married for as long as you and Graham Cracker been married, I think it's a wonderful thing. I think you guys have a beautiful family. And this is just radio, and we have a lot of fun on radio. But believe me, we have a lot of love and respect for you. That's just
hey, why don't you say Mrs. Carker?
Mrs. Carter.
Because I hate that name. He misspelled that on purpose. But let me tell you something. We have three adopted boys. Okay, we've had them since they were 3.5, 4, and one was permanently placed when he turned 5. But he was a victim of a rape. Our oldest, which will be 19 in December, and his mother not only kept him, but kept him in a home where the boyfriend viciously and severely molested this boy. Okay? She allowed it to go on and go on and go on, and then finally he was placed with us. And he suffers severely. He has nightmares. He has all kinds of stuff that goes on, and he remembers what happened to him. He remembers totally, and it has affected his life totally.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be around children under the age of 16. He has multiple diagnoses. He's had multiple surgeries due to, you know, fixing what had been done to him. And it's hard because our 16-year-old also remembers he was in 5 homes before us, and he was molested in 2 of those foster homes. So it's really hard. These kids that get to a certain part of their age, they remember. They remember, and now it's affected him. So, you know, regardless of, you know, her being a rape victim, it just continues. And she allowed it to continue, and she chose mm-hmm. the rape over her son.
So let me ask you a question.
Yes.
So are you agreeing with Brown Beasley when he says that, you know, that if a woman is raped, she should abort the child because the DNA, that the possibility that the DNA that the child will be a rapist, or you know, or will be, huh?
It's a big possibility, but you also got to understand these kids are capable of remembering once they get to a certain age, which also affects their life. It affects their life.
Yeah.
It affects surroundings.
That's what Brown Beasley is saying. But I'm going to tell you something I love about you, and what Bone is saying. That's what Goofy Bone is saying. But let me say what I love about you and Johnny, Graham Cracker, Davis. Not until right now did I know that you all adopted kids. Because when Johnny speaks about his kids, he speaks about them as though they're his kids, which lets me know that you guys treat those kids like they're yours because they are. Go ahead.
We're all drug exposed, severe drug exposed, and so you know dealing with these babies, and you know it's kind of hard when Johnny walks through the store with these 3 little Caucasian babies running behind them screaming, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy." But you know what? Nothing has ever changed. Those are our babies, and we've raised them as our babies. They have issues with identity. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they all are black, but
they all remember Steve Martin in that movie when he was raised with the black family?
The Jerk.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of like that around here, you know? For real, because they're off the hook. I mean, they're off the hook, but they're good little guys, and we're raising them to be the best that they can be under the circumstances of what they've been through. You know?
So you agree with Bone, and I mean, you're dealing with...
I don't... giving them up for adoption is going to change anything. Even no matter how far you look into DNA, people are sick, period.
Well, that's why he said, that's why Bone said, you should abort them. You know, abort the kid because it's going to be too,
the severity of what these kids went through when these parents were pregnant, they should have been aborted due to the drug exposure. But I'm kind of lenient. I don't know. I don't believe you should give up a child unless there's something, you know. Rape is something severe. I don't know if I could handle giving birth to a baby from a rape.
Yeah. And that's legitimate. You know, that it's a tough, that has to be an emotionally tough deal. That's not, that doesn't mean that you don't love them and all that stuff. It's just got to be emotionally tough because there's an anger that has to come. That, and I'm not a woman, so I don't know, but I can only imagine that there's some anger that a woman has to feel from somebody raping them.
Exactly, and looking into that child's face, knowing that it could be detrimental to the whole situation.
Yeah.
You know, I think I would probably give it up before I would keep it in that circumstance.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that. I like the honesty in that. Let me see. We have another caller here. I believe this is Val Lynn calling in. How you doing, Val?
I'm fine. Good morning, Yay. Good morning, Lynn, Robert, and Grant.
Val seen in the house, baby.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you guys to help me on this one because my emotions is all over the place and I'm up and down with it. Not getting off the point, but I'm hearing about aborting a child, and it's no secret in my own hometown and in my writings and blah, 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 that I was born through prostitution. And back in the 50s and the 60s, it was a big thing for a big thing. This is where I need to help as I won't get off focus, that back then, you just didn't mix. I mean, my father was white, and my family was like, keep, some of the family, the way I hear it was, why keep this child? You know, this child doesn't look, speaking of me, this child doesn't look like none of us. This child is going to be hard for you, Bernice. So she chose not to do that. And even though she wasn't raped, she did these things and she had me, and of course I don't know who it was, BB or someone was saying that the child becomes per se like a creature of that sin is what I'm hearing in my head. Are you guys following me? Am I explaining
Absolutely.
This
yes.
right?
Yeah.
Okay. To a certain degree, I don't know how to explain that. You would probably have to have a spiritual advisor or someone to explain that. But we do inherit those things through our blood because I found myself, as you all know, as my family, that I went down some of those same paths. But to give the child up, I don't think that the child should be given up. You understand what I'm trying to say?
You said the child shouldn't be given up?
No, it shouldn't be aborted.
Why should the child be aborted? Because if a woman says, if a woman is hating everything that happened, Lynn, why don't she, shouldn't she, I mean, the same way you got the right to keep a child, shouldn't she have a right to say, I don't want to keep the baby? Shouldn't it be, as Robert said, shouldn't it be her decision?
Yes, it should be her decision, but then when the religion comes into it, I can't because the scripture says that I'm not supposed to abort. You see what I'm saying? And I think that's what my mother, I think those are the things that she, from her mother, was implanted in her not to do. So that's why all this riggedy-raggedy is going forth. And excuse me, everybody is ziggedy-boo on this issue. My heart just bleeds for this child, but I'm glad that she didn't abort the child. I don't know what the system should do about, back to the topic, I don't know what the system should do as far as allowing this child to be able to see this father, but someone had said that if he's a sex offender, that the child is still protected, probably for the rest of its life,
What do you mean? I don't, now I'm getting lost. The child, what child is still?
You're talking about the child. Someone said in the chat room, farther, that the child, didn't you mention that the child was, the father was going to see the child?
No.
Sorry.
This man raped this little girl. She was 14.
Okay.
She got pregnant. She decided to keep the baby as opposed to abort it. She'd had the baby for 3 years, so she's 17 now.
Okay.
He's been paying child support for 3 years because he was made to pay child support.
Mm-hmm.
Now he wants to see the baby. The baby's a little girl. The mother does not want him to see the baby.
That's what I just said, Yay.
I didn't explain it right. So the mother didn't want him to see the little girl, and so now they want to change it. Somebody just said, was five times five. What are you talking about? Spits on Radio said was five times five. Are you saying what's five times five? 5 times 5 is 25. Is that what you're saying? But I don't understand why you private chatting me. Was 5 times 5? Was 2 times 2 or whatever? That don't make no sense. Anyway, so the bottom line is this: the little girl doesn't want the biological father to see him because he raped her, and they want to change the child support to a restitution, which would make it all okay. Now, Goofy Bone says that in his experiences, kids that are rape victims are messed up, and they should, and you know, and that when women are raped, they should abort these kids because all they're going to do is give life to a kid who's going to be in a life of misery and pain and hurt, dysfunction and craziness. So go ahead, Bone, say what you want to say.
Yeah, you know, it's just people think about, don't kill the kid, you know, he's innocent. But it's like you guys don't think about the future of this kid. I'm going to take one of my friends, we're going to call him Spider. You know, I grew up with him. He was my neighbor like a couple of houses down. He was always fighting something inside of him. And his mother used to be a prostitute, and that's why he was born. And he was always fighting something inside of him. And then back in 2000, he decided to jump off the Golden Gate Bridge. And then at the funeral, you know, I was talking to his mother, and, you know, his mother was, you know, was hating herself. And she finally told a cousin who told me that the man who that she used to prostitute with, he killed himself, like, back in the 80s. And like I said, it's in the DNA. I'm sorry. It's like I see a lot of things in my mom in me, and I see a lot of things in my dad in me, and you know, I'm pretty sure everyone else does. But
absolutely.
People, you guys got to realize it, you got to look at the long term effects. You know, it happens to everyone. It's not just you know who I've seen. I bet you there's millions of people out there that go through the same stuff.
But I don't
and
think
I'm
they should abort.
I'm not saying I'm on the baby kill bandwagon or anything.
I think that's good. I mean, but some people do. I mean, some people think that they should abort and that it's not a situation that they that they want to be in. And I would rather a person abort a child because they know the hatred that will be associated with them, and they would probably project it onto that child, than to have a child and then. And put that rage against the kid.
King Jay, I said what I said, and you said I was an idiot for saying that. But
I said I was asking you your opinion, not what you.
But
said.
I can't give
I
an opinion
you.
Because every all.
That's why you're on mute again because you're gonna go back to that same dumb stuff. When I ask you for an opinion, I'm asking you for what you think, dumb, not for what somebody else thinks.
All right, but I don't agree with abortions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you are going to have one, you should just give it up for adoption because, like I said, I believe it's the environment around the kid. We give our kids so much love, you know, they really don't even trip.
Yeah. Well, and to me, that's what it all comes down to, how much love you can give them. CD. It's available at iTunes right now, www.itunes.com. You can get it. Brown Beastie said, well, the truth is, who needs to even chat with a bunch of weirdos with whores for mothers and who adopt abused kids? All y'all niggas got serious issues. And I got to say this to you, Brown Beastie. Bye-bye.
Arrivederci.
So Brown Beasley is out of here.
I knew it wasn't going to last.
Yeah. Yeah, he's bye-bye. I'm so sorry. Dun, dun.
Isn't Karen White on tonight?
Karen White is on today. Yeah, congratulations to Karen White on her big day today. Seize the day. That's what Delia says. Don't forget tonight to tune in, you guys, to TV1's Life After Karen White. Check your local area for listings and time. No, we didn't run Brown Beasley off. Brown Beasley got booted off.
Just get M80 ready too.
Yep, I had to boot him because he's rude and I don't like when he's rude like that. And now the cool thing about when you boot somebody, Lynn, is that not only can they not come to your program for the whole day, they can't come on anybody else's program for the whole day either.
On Blog Talk completely?
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate J-boot.
I don't even like doing it. If you notice, I don't really boot people that much. I really give people a lot more room, a lot more latitude when you start calling people names and stuff, or whores and stuff like that, you're not gonna be. That ain't cool. It ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen. Not with me. Not right here. Lynn, there's only 18 minutes left in this show. I didn't even get to none of the news.
TikTok, nigga.
Is that from a movie? Is that from a line from a movie anywhere?
No, that's from a song. From a song
that
I wrote.
Be,
you never heard
that
it.
That should be. But that should be from a movie.
A movie.
That should be a line in a movie. That's a cold line in a movie. Time's up. TikTok, nigga.
Yeah.
Hey, Johnny, I got to say, man, I got a lot of respect and a lot of love for you and Marcia for what you guys do.
Thank you. It's not easy, but we do it. We manage.
I know it. Let me
put it to you plainer. I don't know if there's some kids in my family I could take care of. So
exactly.
A super top hat off to you and Marcia.
Yeah. Delia says that line that you did kind of sounds like New Jack City. It does. TikTok, nigga.
I was thinking more of Pulp Fiction.
It could be in Pulp Fiction too. And you're getting a lot of love in the chat room right now, Johnny. So let me do a little more news before we get out of here. I did have some news I thought was interesting.
Jay King's News Reel.
In Chicago, a group of teenage girls have been arrested for armed robbery. Violence in Chicago has been at a record level for most of the year. But although women have gotten caught in a crossfire, they're rarely the perpetrators. Now, however, it seems that teenage girls are getting in on the act and committing their share of violent acts. A group of teenage girls have been charged with robbing two University of Chicago students at gunpoint after police say the four girls approached two students shortly after midnight Tuesday and demanded their backpacks. A 14-year-old girl allegedly displayed a handgun while a 15-year-old girl demanded the victims of backpacks. Give me your backpacks. The man handed over his backpack, but the woman did not, and the 14-year-old allegedly pistol-whipped her. As she was hitting the woman, the gun went off, but no one was struck by the bullet. The female bandits fled, but two were later picked up after the security guard reported seeing a couple of suspicious females to the University of Chicago police. The third teen was spotted going the wrong way down a one-way street. After police pursued her, she crashed her vehicle. The fourth suspect was arrested after midnight in a suburban community after one of them told. They didn't say that, but I know that's what happened. Three of the girls are being charged as adults. Michelle Jones, 17, Kenya Drea Simpson, 15, and Natalia Collins, 16, were all charged as adults. The 14-year-old was charged as a juvenile.
That's what's going on. Six Eyes gave Brown Beasley a beat it in his Michael Jackson voice. How you doing, Mr. Dosey?
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm fine.
Hey,
what's up, Barry?
What's up, Dad?
My Blog Talk Radio put you in the queue?
Yes, sir.
Dosey.
Yes, sir, Mr. Leonard Tolliver. How are you, my brother?
Doing good on this Monday.
Yes, sir.
Monday,
but you know what? I have to make an admission before I let you move me back off, Jay. And as much as it pains me, I actually understood Robert earlier when he was talking about the choices. I know we're going back to the girl, but I ain't going to say that.
Yeah, but we understand that it's the woman's choice. My thing with Robert, what do you think? What do you personally think? I know it's a woman's choice, but I think that, you know, if somebody is raped and, you know, that they should seriously consider, whether to keep that child or not, because that's a serious commitment. You know, it ain't just that day with that emotion. It's over the course of time. As this child gets older, and as you know, as this thing starts to play tricks with your emotions, are you going to be ready for that? You know, we think just in the moment, we think, you know, just in the pure love sense, but over a period of time, can you sustain this love that you're starting off with, you know, where you start seeing resentment? If the child starts to look a little too much like the father or is a little unruly, you know, would you start blaming the child and blaming the father? So, And will you love this child the same way? If another guy comes into your life and he starts abusing this child, you know, you got to take a lot into consideration. So while I understand, you know, that it is a woman's choice, I still wanted to know what his opinion was.
Here's a way to put it on a man's shoulder. What if your girlfriend or wife was raped and got pregnant?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's a good way to look at it from a guy's point of view.
Yeah. So when I asked Robert, you know, what did he think, Robert don't answer the question. So I don't need Robert on the show. So I kicked him off.
Because I can
be Robert. I could do Robert anytime I want to. Dosty.
Yeah, Robert didn't really answer the question.
So Robert, what do you think?
I
think it's a woman's. I think it's a woman's choice. And I'm Eric Dosty. What are you wearing today? What do you have on right now?
I have on a plaid top and yellow pants.
You guys have to remember it's Monday. Whatever drugs Robert was doing, even though he kept it together, you guys know how this thing goes. Robert, it's the same thing.
Sir.
Robert, you know, is coming off of his little high. He does it every Monday. You guys got to get used to it. I'm used to it. Don't worry about Robert.
I'm used to it. Hey, I told you my opinion on that when we talked privately. But in closing, I actually agree with you. You know, it can't. You know, it's not that you can't make an emotional decision. You know, that's a decision that really has to be thought out real well. So I actually agree with you.
I say it's a lot more. So when I hear people say, you know, well, they should keep the baby, it's easy for you to say.
That's right.
Easy for you to say, but that's a hard call to make. We got another caller here from a 111 number. Who's calling? Somebody calling from a computer. If you're calling in to say something, please say hello. If you got your hand up in the queue, all right. So that person don't want to. And here's Dr. Princess, though. Hold on. I'm going to open it up for you, Doc. I see you. Hi, how you doing, Doc?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing this
morning?
All right.
Good morning, Doc.
Good
Doc,
morning.
Have you been listening to our show, or are you just calling in?
Well, I was trying to listen, but, of course, I was kicked out about
you
a couple times.
You were trying to listen, but, of course, you were talking?
No, but you were talking about should a person, about abortion in certain cases.
But do you know why? Did you hear what the discussion was? The discussion was a young lady. Okay. The doc got hung up.
She's the only one that gets a constant slam down.
The only one.
I got to admit.
I thought my phone would go up.
Okay, Doc. Doc, I don't know why you keep calling back on this phone when you know it's going to hang up again, but go ahead.
I don't know. but you go ahead. Go ahead and try to let's get this. What you?
The little girl is 14 years old. Are you there, Doc? No, she's gone. Robert Redwine is here. Should I open up his mic?
Yeah, go ahead.
Of course.
I don't know. Do we need
Carker? Carker is of course.
Yeah, we don't need Robert Redwine. I'm here right now. No, it's not necessary to open up his microphone. I could do Robert just fine, and I could be a little more intelligent than he is. So I believe that if you get pregnant doing rape, you should drink some hemlock and call me in the morning, and then we'll start discussing it, and we'll get really drunk together, and then I'll show you why Lynn and Jay have the devil up their butts.
I'm here, King Jay. But King Jay, no, I didn't.
Where you been, babe?
I didn't have any drugs over the weekend. I didn't drink any hemlock.
Drink wine or beer?
No. Some mornings I wake up with a real deep thought, and some things press me, and I feel emotional about it. And I can't really have an answer on that because it's too deep to really even make a quick decision on. Because I've known DNA who's affected people. I've seen rape that affected people. I've seen abortions that affected
people.
You,
but I've asked. But I asked you.
I don't have an answer for that. It's too heavy.
Then you know what? But if you had said that to me, that's better than saying it's her decision, because we all know that is her decision. That's the obvious. I'm asking you your opinion, the same way Johnny gave an opinion, the same way Lynn gave an opinion, the same way I gave an opinion.
Yeah,
I wanted
that
one
was
from
too
you.
Heavy for me to give an opinion.
Then you know what? Then you say that. Then say, Jay.
Yeah, well, I didn't know I was supposed to say that. That was the first.
Well, if it's too heavy for you, then you should say that. Because that's what I would do if it's too heavy. If somebody, I can't answer. That's a little too deep for me.
Yeah, that's real. That's heavy, man.
That's heavy, baby. You know what? It's like 600 pounds heavy. No, it's like 2-ton whale ton pounds heavy. Too heavy for me.
Lion, I got ADD, okay? I can only focus on what I'm focused on.
I got ASS. I got ASS.
ADD.
What's ASS, Lynn?
Ass. Get your spell. TikTok, nigga.
Often we are shown where we are not and what we are not. When you see pictures of extreme poverty, and that isn't a reflection of us. Thank you, God. Thank you. We see incidents of pedophilia and abusive relationships, and that ain't us. Thank you, Lord. It ain't us. And when we see a lot of negative, and it could have been us, not giving a pass on those who do wrong or siding with that element, but acknowledging some of them can't help themselves. And thank you, Jesus, that ain't us. Lord, thank you. That ain't us. Amen.
Amen. I want to say, don't forget to tune in tonight, you guys, to Karen White on the TV One Life After series. It's going to be a great show. And don't forget to tune in tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on the music business, the way I see it. We're going to discuss not letting success get you off focus. Not letting success get you off focus. So that's going to be a great show tonight. Karen White on TV One, don't forget that. All right. And,
how did the Tom Joyner interview go?
The Tom Joyner interview, from what she told me, she sent me a text this morning because I was asleep. I wasn't going to be on the interview. I wasn't going to be nowhere near the interview. The Tom Joyner interview, let me see, she said he played snippets of Sister Sister and Dance Floor and didn't play the single. Other than that, it was okay. That's what she said. Okay, this is Rodney O calling me right now. Hold on.
What's up, Rodney? Doing my show, yeah.
I'm for the Boulevard.
Huh? 10 o'clock? No, it's not 10 o'clock yet, Rodney. It's 10 o'clock in 5 minutes. All right. Rodney Hill telling me it's 10 o'clock. You know, niggas either too late or too early. But they ain't gonna be on the time.
TikTok, nigga.
KJ always come up. You guys are the devil in your butt. Always come up with a new one.
I didn't come up with it. That's Lynn Tolliver.
The flesh is weak. TikTok, nigga.
All right, you guys, if this is your first time listening, we are Kings in the Morning. We do this every Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you just want to have a good time, sometimes the discussion is heavy, sometimes it's light, sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's serious, but all the time it's interesting. You have interesting people, interesting topics, interesting music. We play a lot of good music. TikTok is not from New Jack City. Rockabye Baby is. That's what Nicole Choice said. We know TikTok ain't from New Jack City. It's something that Lynn made up, but somebody said it could be in New Jack City. It could have been in New Jack City. And I agreed. And then somebody else said it could have been in Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. Yeah, and they're right. That phrase would have been good. You know, if Samuel L. Jackson said to John Travolta, you know, all the other way around.
TikTok, baby. And Six Eye says, please, in the Michael Jackson voice. please. So William McBragg didn't come today. And I'm going to tell you guys why. This is the story of Daryl McBragg. This is the story of Daryl McBragg. I tell you a lot of tales, and all of them are swell, but this is the story, McBragg. I remember once I was at home counting my money because I'm a public certified public accountant, and all of a sudden a fire broke out in my house. But because I was a fireman, I was able to douse the fire out and get to my garage and turn my engine on and rev the engine up and get my car out of the garage because I'm a fireman, because I'm a race car driver. And I drove down the street. I was going so fast and the police were chasing me, but it was no need to fear because I had my Uzi, my shotgun, and my M80s with me. And I blew the police up because I'm a gangster. And everybody knows that gangsters get away with everything. And I ran into the church and I started preaching because I've been to theology school. Amen.
I doused the fire.
Kudos to you, Cracker. Kudos to you, man. All love, Donnie.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we missed you. I miss you today. I miss you, William Darrell. Want to see you again.
I don't miss you. The culture
files. Now, you know what? I feel like that about Kim. If she never called. Yesterday she came on my show and she had her hand up. I don't like her. I said, no, you can't.
Remember
never
when
be on
she
my
quit
show.
The show?
Uh huh.
Twice.
Yeah, she quit. She's the only person that quit the show. And she back. Ain't nobody asked her back. She didn't get hired back. She quit. Then she hired herself back. Oh, I'll do the pimp tomorrow, Delia. I forgot that he was a pimp. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take all the different things that he is, and every now and then I'm just gonna put them all together and make a story. All right, you guys. My name is Jay King with Lynn Tolliver, Robert Redwine, and Johnny Graham Cracker Davis. We're Kings of the Morning. We're telling you to get busy living because you are going to have enough time dying. Hey, go get it. Whatever it is, it's yours. That's what life is. It is what you make it. So make your life something good.
Kings in the Morning, your favorite block talk radio show. Kings in the Morning. Favorite Block Talk Radio Show. Kings in the Morning.
the moon.